As it gets warmer, the runners come out. There's the Antelope Island Duathlon. You have the Bear 100, a 100-mile race from Logan to Bear Lake. You have the ever-popular Ragnar, but none come close to a race you've probably never heard of because the date is never announced and there's no website for the Barkley Marathon.
It's a race that forces runners to navigate 130 miles by map and compass through the mountains of Tennessee. In 38 years, only 15 runners have ever completed the Barkley Marathons. And each time, Gary's changed the course to make it more difficult.
The race began oddly after James Earl Ray escaped from prison.
And good evening, I'm Steve Bergen, and we have just returned from the Brushy Mountain State Prison in Petros, where last night, seven prisoners escaped, among them James Earl Ray.
The man who killed Martin Luther King Jr. only made it 8 miles before he was recaptured in those same mountains. And a guy named Gary Cantrell said, 8 miles? That's nothing. And he began an impossible 130-mile race up and down mountains, through sticker bushes, up cliffs. Runners have to tear a page out of 13 books strategically duct-taped in obscure places. There are no arrows on the course. GPS is banned. Total elevation gained 60,000 feet. 11 miles straight up. You want in? You have to register for the Barkley by mail. Hundreds apply. 40 are accepted. They'll quietly tell you what day to show up, and you wait around in the woods. Could be mid-afternoon, could be the middle of the night, and when the organizer lights his cigarette, the race begins. 60 hours later, the Barkley is over at a lonely finish line that almost no one crosses.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.